Hunter, what in the world was working for you? What led you to have that big-time performance with 5 touchdowns?
It starts up front with the line. They are always there, blocking and working their hardest. That helps a lot. And then just being able to read the field really helps me.
Was there one touchdown that really kind of stood out from all the other ones, one that maybe you were just, like, a little bit more proud of compared to the other ones?
Probably the first one to set the tone, because they're a really good team, and it was just – that's a good way to start the game.
You mentioned setting the tone, and having to do that against a previously unbeaten team, I'm sure it just paid dividends for you guys. So what was the conversation like when you got that score, and how did it really kind of amp up you guys on the sidelines?
We were just ready to go. I told them that, like, they probably weren't expecting us to be like this, but we showed up, and we were working our hardest to do that.
Why do you think that maybe people weren't expecting you guys to show up the way that you did?
Just because we're a new 8-man team, used to be 11, but
yeah,
that's probably the main reason.
What has that adjustment been like, going from a full 11-man squad to an 8-man squad now?
It's been different, but we just are happy to be able to play, and 8-man's been pretty fun, I'd say.
That's awesome. We're chatting with Hunter Haynes here on BTL, our Fueling Excellence Male High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. He ran for 249 yards and 5 touchdowns and also had an interception in a win over the Newfield Trojans, giving Spencer Bennett and Kander a big-time win. I'm kind of curious what you feel like the easiest parts of playing 8-man football is compared to 11-man, and maybe what some of the toughest parts of playing 8-man football has been.
The easiest, probably, the field is more open, probably.
Yeah.
Allows me to get more, read the field better, less people to read. The hardest is just still trying to run, you know?
Yeah, for sure. How has the whole team handled moving down to 8-man football?
It's good. We're really enjoying it, I think. Like, I'd say we're having a lot of fun with it. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Did you ever think that the football season would be in doubt for you and your team? Because it went so, or, you know, the state went so long without, you know, allowing high-risk sports to return. Did you ever think that maybe there wouldn't be a football season this year?
Yeah, when we found out in the fall, it was kind of a disappointment, but I say it's good that we got to play. There was some doubt in my mind that I thought we wouldn't play.
And
I'm happy that we're here right now.
I believe it. And you guys have to wear masks when you're out there playing, right?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's tough. It's just something I'm used to by now, having to do it previous sports and doing it now.
I'd love to know what kind of goals you've set for yourself this season in particular, with it being a little bit of a unique season and a little bit of a different season.
I'm just looking to get wins. That's the first thing that's on my mind. And just trying to keep the team in line, you know, keep running, doing what I do.
What about for the team? What kind of team goals have you guys set for the season?
We just want to beat everyone that faces us and give it our all.
That's awesome. Before we let you run, Hunter, we like to do what's called our Fueling Excellence Fast 5. It's where we give you 5 questions to get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality. You ready for them?
Yep.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast 5.
All right, let's have some fun with these. First question for you. Who is your all-time favorite athlete?
Probably Russell Westbrook. He's always been someone that I've liked as an athlete.
Nice. That's a good answer. Second question. Who is your least favorite sports team?
Favorite sports team?
Least favorite. So the team that you don't like at all.
Probably, like, professional?
Yeah.
Probably the Warriors, to be honest.
Okay.
Or Patriots for football.
Okay, good answer. Third question for you. What's one thing you just love to eat after a long day of practice or a really, really long and tough game? One food that you just love to chow down on?
I always like pancakes. They're always my go-to food.
Nice. What do you put on the pancakes? Anything special, or is it just plain old
pancakes? Usually get chocolate chips, whipped cream on it.
There you go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking, Hunter. I like it. Fourth question for you. What's one show that you've binged watched on TV during quarantine?
Probably Friday Night Lights again. I watched that again.
Good show. Good show. Good choice. Final and fifth question for you, Hunter. What's a hidden talent that you have?
I'm proud of how I work. That's probably like work ethic.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, that's a good answer. I like it, man. Seriously, that's a great answer that you have a great work ethic. So, hey, that great work ethic has paid off for you to be our Athlete of the Week. Keep it up, man. Congratulations on the great start to the season so far, and congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.